Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This is Danny and Dusty.
It's not your problem, Doc. You don't have to mix up in this.
That is a hell of a thing for you to say to me.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
Go ahead. Go ahead, skin it. Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
I'm your Huckleberry.
The Fan.
Hour number 3, Danny and friends. Ryan Buckley in today alongside Danny and Jeff Russ doing the heavy lifting on the other side of the glass. Wrapping up the Bill Belichick-Jordan Hudson conversation, I'll be fascinated to see how that season goes for him just from a football standpoint. Feels like there is a lot going on there. I have a basketball question for you in this segment. We'll, of course, get to Factor Fluke coming up and then some betting angles for the NBA Finals. Based on your analysis earlier, Danny, I'm interested in how you could potentially see this script playing out that could maybe win us some money. But first, have a couple other icebreakers to get us to.
Do it.
Wild or exotic animal that you would domesticate to have as a pet? Throwing PETA and all that stuff out the window. You dream it, you can have it. It's at your house, ready for a cuddle when you get home, or a play out in the yard, whatever.
God. The raccoon's the easy one.
That's Sook's operation best friend. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm on board with that. The trash panda is very cool. The murder kitten is certainly up there. And I heard... somebody told me that the animal that you thought was the smallest that if you killed with your bare hands was a cougar, was like the minimal one. Have you ever seen an actual cougar?
This was based on one hiker fending off a sick cougar who tried to attack him on a hiking trail or something like that. I don't know. I don't think I could get over on a cougar. The story
that
was...
That is a murder machine.
The story was born out of a man who, I guess, beat a coyote to death or something like that because he said the coyote attacked him. And then we looked at the size of the coyote and we actually thought this guy wasn't all that cool. It was a 25-pound dog.
It's like 25 to 35 pounds. Like
they can be wild. They can be fierce, but
they got
still.
But they typically avoid people. Mm-hmm. But there's God, I wouldn't remember the TikTok account. There's a guy that injured predatory cats, like large cats.
Yeah.
Like he tries
tigers, leopards, pumas,
rehabs them. Yeah,
sure.
He gets them to the point where like he's able to, like these things like curl up in bed with him. And I'm just like, that is a murder machine that if it just decides in the middle of the night, it doesn't like you anymore, you're dead.
Yeah, you see that with like some of these guys who have like made friends with lions out on the plains and they'll sneak up to them at the watering hole and stuff. I'm like, dude, I'm sorry. You know, I'm never having that level of trust in another animal.
The Tarzan movie with Skarsgård, mm-hmm. He goes up to lions. There's people that are like that. Like,
yes.
Like they literally have known these lions.
They're like, oh, I know that. That's Billy the lion. Yeah. He likes it here.
The pride ruler will like let that person come up and just chill with them. And it's like, okay, that's dope as hell. Like, that is so cool. But it would have to be either, like, if you're talking smaller, it's either a fox or a raccoon.
I love the fox angle.
Foxes are so damn cool.
Because they're smart. They're cool smart, looking.
And they just went, hee-hee. They did that little laugh. Yeah. Like, they're just a cool pet. But if we're going bigger, it's some sort of murder kitten. Mm. Whether it's a cougar, jaguar's pretty high on that list because
they're so badass looking.
That's what I mean. Like, just being like, being able to like walk down the street with a jaguar not on a leash and he's just kind of does his thing.
People are like, whoa, whoa. You're like, oh, he's cool. He's mine. He's all good.
And you're just like, wait,
what? He gets along with other dogs.
Yeah.
It's fine.
100%. He's like, you know, like that. It's always funny when you have like the weird, like, predatory animal and like domesticated animal, like the dog and the lion are best friends at the zoo. And you're just like,
sure they are. How does this work?
Like, that's food.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what that is. Did you see Jason here? Did you see the zoo exhibit with the kids? I think it was here at the zoo. It was, I think it was in Oregon. It might have been in California, but it's definitely West Coast. There was a grizzly bear and it had ducks landed in the water.
I didn't see this, but I can imagine.
And it just paces and paces, and it just kind of plops down in the water and just whack. And so this kindergarten, first grade, second grade class, like, oh, he's swimming with the ducks. And you can hear the teacher's like, oh, no. Oh,
he's about to have a snack.
Oh, no. And he just humph and just mashes it into his mouth. The kid's like, oh, God.
PTSD from your field trip to the zoo.
What are you going with? What's the domesticated animal here?
Yeah, fox was very high on my list because I think it's like the right size. You could have it around the house. It would still be really cool without being like a lot to handle. Mm-hmm. I also think that if you could have and train a bald eagle, that would be pretty badass. That could follow you around, come with you to places.
Birds of prey, definitely up there. Falconing is pretty cool.
They seem harder to like hang out with. And so, yeah, for that reason, I do really like the fox. I will also say they're so goofy and adorable. Give me a penguin. I want a domesticated penguin.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Mr. Popper's penguins.
I'm in on that. The other one in here, because, you know, dogs are man's best friend, a wolf.
Yeah. Yeah, Game of Thrones style. Yeah, like, this isn't my dog. This is my pet wolf. He's cool.
They brought back dire wolves.
Yep.
Have you ever actually seen how big those things are? They're huge.
What do they weigh? Like 120, something like that?
I think they're bigger than that.
Are they?
They're enormous. Like, if you've never actually seen, like, people think they've seen wolves, it's like, no. Wolves are enormous. Like, what you probably saw.
Is that
like,
right? I thought wolves were like roughly in like the 40 or 50 pound range, but maybe that's like kind of like the, the cross country track wolf, if you will. But there are other kinds. You have like the dire wolf variety, and there are more burly winter wolves, I would imagine.
So yeah, the dire wolf is between 130 and 150 pounds.
Golly. Yeah, that'd be cool. I love dogs. I have a dog. She's a Labradoodle, for which I catch a lot of flack from one Jason Zakanik. But I think if I added a dire wolf to the mix.
So gray wolves, which I think what most people kind of associate with wolves, on the small end, they're 70 and they're up to 145 pounds. Height wise, up to 32 inches.
Okay.
So they're almost 3 foot tall.
Yeah.
And 120 pounds. Like, that's, that's a lot of dog, brother. Uh-huh. And you're talking about a bite force that crushes bones.
This person on the text line, by the way, if you want to reach us with animal thoughts or anything else we're talking about, 503-864-6326 is the fan text line.
God dang it, the text line just nailed one. God dang it.
I want a pet rhino. It won't bite or ram the hell out of you. If you just had a rhino that was chill going around, that would be cool, but it kind of like, would it do anything? It would just sit there.
But he also mentions Danny sounds like Archer from the show Archer when he's talking about his ocelot. Yes.
You fox-eared a-hole.
Oh, yes, dude. Dude, ocelot. He pees on everything, you know? He doesn't have enough. Look at the size of this place. He's got all this room and no activities.
That's a show I need to give a revisit to. I used to watch Archer all the time back in the day, and
watched
I need to go back.
Front to back for my hip surgery.
Did you?
I was like, you know what? I haven't watched this all front to back in a long time. I think it's like 13 seasons. I was like, I know I'll enjoy this. I'll be in a lot of drugs. I am 100%
That's a good I'm on painkillers show, I would imagine. I haven't done it myself, but
the first
you need a little levity.
The first Rampage episode when Archer has cancer, when you're floating on Percocet and fentanyl, I don't think I've laughed harder. Like, even though I know what's coming, just pure, unadulterated bliss. Love it.
Text line telling us that the gray wolf is your Canada Alaska type. It's 120 pounds. So yeah, there you go. I've heard more, I guess, and they're probably more like desert wolves and things like that of the smaller 40, 50 pound variety. But yeah, you get a big sucker like this, that'd be fun to have as a pet, especially if it's going to rip your face
off.
Yeah,
that's the thing. It's like, I think you want to almost have something that nobody else has because it will rip your face off.
Yeah.
Like snake people are weird.
Yeah.
I'm that's like,
That's a different type.
I'm not afraid of them or anything like that. You know, it. Some people like somehow quasi domesticate that dinosaur known as the alligator.
Ooh,
that'd be kind of cool.
I had a buddy in college who had a miniature albino alligator, and his name was Cuddles. And
there you go.
He had to get rid of Cuddles because Cuddles was too violent and was always getting out of the terrarium. Well, just
because it's a dinosaur.
Yeah, that's right.
Like it's a genetic killing machine. Like that's the whole thing. But there's a guy in the South. Like, and he pops up on TikTok. He does like the boat tours.
Sure. Yeah.
And there's the same one that he will come up on the boat for like. Boops on the snoots. He wants scratches on his nose and a little snack.
No, thank you.
And people are like, oh, God. And he reaches over, gives him a little snack. Like, number one, I'm never putting my hand anywhere near the bite radius of any genus of that animal.
My wife and I did a boat tour down outside of New Orleans, and they do the thing where they throw a hot dog and marshmallows and stuff in the water just to get them to come over. And then some of them are so friendly with the boats and the staff, and they know that, like, you can't do anything to me, but I can come take your food, mm-hmm. that, like, the staff is kind of cool with them, like, half getting their heads up on the boat. And I'm like, dude, no, I didn't say okay to this.
Yeah, no. I want no part of it. That thing can just take my leg and run with it. There's the guy that boops all the snoots, the barefoot walker in the Everglades.
Uh-huh.
He calls them all swamp puppies.
Oh, God. They are not like puppies, dude.
No.
I did see one of those swamp folks the other day call an alligator over to crack open the beer out of his can, which was rather impressive.
Ooh, can I have a honey badger for as a friend?
Yeah.
Ooh, honey badger.
You know, don't give an S.
Oh, dude, if you had like a cool honey, because the way they walk.
One that listened to you?
That does like the little waddle. Like they do like
they have this like a little muscular, they have a little bodybuilder walk,
like, or a wolverine,
yeah,
or a badger,
yeah.
Oh, see, now like now we're talking.
Badger's one of my brother's favorite animals. He wanted to go by badger for a while.
Okay,
and
I
so
like
yeah, badgers are badass.
My call sign in the Air Force was moose, but I don't think I wanted to. I don't think I would want a pet moose.
Okay, I want to put a pin in that because I have questions about call signs that I love, and we do have to get to fact or fluke. So we'll put a pin on the animal talk. You can keep hitting us with your thoughts on them, 503-864-6326. But fact or fluke is next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Iconic. Talk about the wheelhouse.
This is the best intro song in wrestling history. It's the most iconic.
And you hear that glass break and you know what is coming.
And what it represents, just like the hell that's about to come with it. Yeah.
Yeah. A hell yeah.
A hell yeah. Austin 316, the beer,
chest
the skulls,
out,
all of
the
it.
The head.
The waggle.
Back and forth. Yeah. There's smashing beers together, coming into the ring, leaving the ring. It does not matter. You hear that glass break. You can use that glass break for literally any sports-related thing, mm-hmm. and everybody knows the tone you are trying to set with that.
Yep, absolutely. And actually, that brings me to an icebreaker question for today. You can name the sport. You can name the scenario. Pick a walkout song. What's a Danny Morang walkout song? Whether that is as a football player, maybe you're a baseball player, like whatever, you pick the sport, you pick the walkout.
So at Beardson High School, Jeff, I don't know if it was the same for you guys, but all 4 years I was there, and then I believe in my eighth grade year when I went to a few games, we walked out, we came out of the locker room to start games to Sanitarium.
Okay. I know it.
That was
excellent. Excellent football pump-up song.
That was our song that we came out to. I'm a metal guy. I would probably go with I'd want to say like Killswitch Engage, like Rose of Sharon, which I think we have on our Metal Monday playlist. That would be up there. Parkway Drive's Carry On. Like, I want something that just punches you in the face immediately. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, coming out to Master of Puppets, mm-hmm. like that's a good one. Enter Sandman with Mo.
Yep.
Like, I think it has to match what you're trying.
Hoffman with the bells of Hell's Bells.
Yeah, like you have to have something. What did Brian
Wilson?
Yeah,
that was a great one. He came out to House of Pain's Jump Around.
That's what it was,
and he said, because when I come out, I want everyone to know we're closing this thing down, and it's going to be a freaking party.
And it was the full-on sprint to the mound.
It was a jump around. Yeah. It's like, I'm going to finish this so we can party. That's my whole goal here.
And I think it has to set the tone. Like, there's plenty hip hop songs that I love, but I'm not
work for that necessarily.
No, like I'm not coming out to, you know, California Love or Ambitious as a Writer or something like that. You know what I mean? Like I
liked when Barry Bonds leaned into the villain thing and he started coming out to the Emperor's March from Star Wars.
Yeah,
it's when Vader's walking.
Yes,
the whole league knew it, and it was great.
That's my ringtone for when my wife calls me.
What would you go with?
Like you, I feel like you want something that gives you a little bit of an edge. I'm thinking like Closer style, and I'm not that much of a metal guy, but when it comes to trying to get like keyed up for something like that, it just came in on the text line, Bodies by Drowning Pool. Let the bodies hit the floor as I'm jogging in, the whisper.
So I think it was Rockfest. Unfortunately, the lead singer of Drowning Pool OD'd here.
I didn't know that.
It was at the county fairgrounds.
I had no idea.
Yeah, so I went to go see that show, and they didn't play because he unfortunately died. So like every time I hear Let the Bodies Hit the Floor, I think of
a literal body hitting the floor. Boy, that got dark.
Yeah.
Yikes.
But no, that's a great one. Like,
it's got the right feel to it.
I never understand. Like, I get it. You know, people love country, and I'm not anti-country. I'm anti, you know,
it's hard
fiddle.
As a pump-up, though.
But like baseball players that come out to country songs, I'm like, that's weird to me.
How does that get you in the spot?
Like,
I don't know.
You know, thinking about your pickup truck, your dog, your woman, whatever.
Yeah.
Like that doesn't give me death, dismemberment. Like, just like, you know, we had our playlist that we would go out on when we go out on missions, and it was the same playlist basically every single time. And it was always a mindset of like you were getting pumped up, and like, sure, we had some hip hop in there, but it was like harder hip hop and stuff like that. But it was almost like even the guys that didn't listen to metal or rock
were
listening to metal and rock because that's the mindset you're trying to set.
Yeah. And I mean, I think about like when I was growing up and like playing baseball and what guys on my teams would listen to, like we'd get all amped up to go over batting practice with Limp Bizkit.
You know, you like weather break stuff
and Nookie and stuff like that. And like what you really need is you just need the energy that's there to get it going. Should we get into Factor or Fluke before we totally kill the segment?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get through it quick. Three of them. We talked about this a little bit loosely, but we want to put this up on the board. The Pacers have a chance to win in the NBA Finals. Fact or fluke?
Ooh, I will say fluke. I love what they have done so far. Carlisle is a genius. They've shown an ability to pick apart other opponents and find weak points for them. I just don't know that this OKC has those same weak points. Can they keep up for a while? Maybe. I do not think they can win four games in this series. I'll call it a fluke.
I'm going to say fact by the smallest of margins. Okay. And again, maybe it's my inherent desire or want to see a team that is built so differently and a player that is so unique in Tyrese Halliburton win a title and maybe stick a little something in the craw of OKC and the ass-kissing of that organization that has fallen face-first into a lot of luck. But I'm going to go with fact. All right, number two. The Stanley Cup Finals are the best championship series in sports. Fact or fluke?
That's a tough one because I don't know. For me, playoff hockey, it might be the best that there is when you have things that are tight and in overtime, but I can't quite get there. I will still say for me, I still like the one game winner more than anything. So give me a Super Bowl. Give me the final of March Madness. But I'm not going to go with the series of the NHL. I'll say fluke.
I'm going to say fact. I think the Stanley Cup Finals is because everything matches. Because it's a game that's been played forever.
Huh?
You have 100 years of history. Mm-hmm. You've got organizations either in their first or, you know, Canada's long drought.
Yep.
There's always something historical you can tie in. The best trophy in sports. And
bar none.
And the pain and suffering that comes with winning one and having your name etched into it and finally being able to touch it.
Mm-hmm.
Hockey players, they will not touch that thing.
Nope.
Unless their name is going on it. And there's just something about that and that intrinsic draw and desire.
There's an aura to it. There's the element, too, of all these guys. We talked about it earlier, the physical sacrifice, where they are by the end of the season trying to drag their bodies across the finish line. There's something really earned about winning that championship. And for that, I can totally get on board. But as far as deciding championships are concerned, I won't quite get there, but I'm with you. I love the Stanley Cup.
I get it. Some people like the one and dones. I like the series because of the back and forth nature of it all.
Yep.
But there is something to be said for all the marbles on one night.
Yeah.
All right, last one here. This will lead us into our next segment. The Madden curse is real. Fact or fluke?
Ooh, I tend to not really believe in curses, but the proof is in the pudding. There have been enough of these cover boys out there who have graced the cover of Madden that we've seen it. Pretty successful hit rate. There is a step back. I will say that it is a fact that there's a Madden curse, not because curses exist, but because usually when a guy plays that well, it's hard to replicate.
I am superstitious, not a little stitious, but not to the point of believing in everything. Look, Jason Giambi's golden thong, it's a real thing, man. It matters. I'm going to say fact, and I have one name for you. Peyton Hillis.
Yep. The Avalanche himself. Did he go 2,000 yards? He went close.
He was close.
The league's leading rusher. Yeah.
And he was a massive amount of probable HGH.
2012, he went for 1,000 yards, and then his cover year, 3.6 yards per carry, and worked his way into being a journeyman career backup.
Yep. And the run of running backs that made that cover, and you could talk about the wear and tear of running backs, but it was just such a huge deal.
Even like, talking about running backs, Adrian Peterson, he was indicted on child abuse charges. He played one game after he was on the cover.
Oops.
That's nothing to do with even his physical situation going on.
It nips you in the bud. And now I say that because the top of our next conversation, Saquon Barkley gracing the cover of Madden. Did you see the video that they did for that?
I did. I was surprised about one element of that video.
That he floated in midair?
Yeah, and how they did it.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you know?
I do.
Oh, what was it? Cables?
Was it tables?
No, cables.
Oh, yeah, it was cables.
Okay, I was like, because you can't see the cables in the video.
I know. They with their green screen and what they had going on, like they made it look like he had just recreated that whole thing.
But he pauses in midair so they can grab the shot.
Yeah, exactly. With like an extra
little,
I'm like, little why is he levitating?
Yeah, because he's that special.
I was like, good
and he's
Lord.
Not cursed. We will get to the Saquon Barkley conversation. Is he going to have a step back this year? Plus some betting angles for the NBA Finals. That's coming up on Danny and Friends, 1080 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Thought about trying to break in with an Irish accent for Rowdy Roddy Piper, but I'll go ahead and save myself and be embarrassed.
Whoa. Stay away from my heritage, sir.
I will. Well, I'm of high Irish descent as well, but yeah, I'm not going to try the accent. That's bad news.
Yeah, that 23andMe report told me I was 60% Irish.
Really?
Oh, like,
was it more than you thought it would be, or less than you thought it would be?
I thought I was 0%.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that was a bit of a shock.
Yeah.
I found out that my family lineage is like 2 generations removed from the island.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I was like, I'm sorry, what? Like, the last name had been changed and a bunch of other stuff, and it was
Marango.
Like, yeah, no, it was a lot to find out along those lines, and my hatred for Notre Dame, notwithstanding, did not help me there. But it also explained why we've talked a lot about my golf lately. As I tan, the number of freckles that I have is returning exponentially, mm-hmm. and I'm like, mm-hmm. Just a reminder of the fair-skinned heritage.
Yeah.
That is deeply baked in.
Yeah, the Buckley clan comes from really all over Northern Europe. Ireland, mm-hmm. Scotland, Norway, that's Wales. There's a lot of that. We're Northerners.
There you go.
I get it. Let's talk a little bit about Saquon Barkley, because the dude was at a point where clearly he needed a change of scenery. The Giants were not in a position where they could use him effectively. People wanted to kill the Giants for trading him in division or letting him go to the Eagles. That clearly wasn't working there. But it definitely worked in Philly, to the tune of him being the offensive player of the year, averaging 5.8 yards per carry, averaging 125-plus yards per game. Put together an all-world season that we thought he would be worthy of when he was drafted with, I believe, the 4th overall pick. But, as you noted last segment, Saquon is on the Madden cover. Outside of the aura of just that curse and the history of people not doing well, What do we anticipate for Saquon this season? Can he run it back with this team, with those weapons? Or was that not a flash in the pan, but was that season we just saw out of him more of an aberration?
Well, Jim Aiello of The Athletic has a report that kind of highlights why you shouldn't take Saquon Barkley in your fantasy draft.
Okay.
And the marker is the 400 carry mark.
Okay.
This dates back to since 2000. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 running backs that have broken the 400 carry mark.
Okay.
The highest any of them have finished the following year in fantasy sports, when you talk about RB1,
and
RB2, RB3, like kind of going through that.
Productivity. Yeah.
Yes. The highest any running back has finished after that season has been 15th, and that's been done twice, DeMarco Murray in 2014 and Amon Green in 2003. When I saw this, the thing that stood out to me was not the running backs that had 400 carries, that Derrick Henry has never had 400 carries in a season.
That was going to be my next question, because
378.
I feel like he gets a ton of run and that he's always in the mid to high 300s, but I was surprised that he wouldn't have been there at any point.
He's led the NFL in carries four different times, 378, 349, 303, and 280. And now a lot of that has to do with the exception of like the last 2 years, just how much NFL teams relied on passing games. What I say, there's 12 players in the last 25 years that have 400 more carries, which again is a lot of carries.
Yeah.
But if you go back further than that, you'll see a lot more guys that are coming up closer to that number because of the style of the NFL. Like the Emmitt Smiths of the world that were just racking up insane
different
numbers
era.
Of carries.
I mean, that I almost liken that stuff to like the way that athletes' bodies have changed and developed is now it feels like it's the Lamborghinis, the Ferraris, the Porsches, and it feels like what you used to have, even the best ones.
Despite leading the NFL in total carries for his career, Emmitt Smith never had a 400 carry season.
Really?
He's tied Derrick Henry, 378.
So is that just the secret sauce? Use your guy up to that point and then you're good?
You know, I'm trying to think of the guys in that era, like Thurman Thomas. I'm going to see if he has any 400 carry seasons.
The Terminator.
Nope. His highest is 355. So 400 really is kind of
the
like...
the no-no number.
Let's check Jerome. Let's check old Jerome Bettis. I'm trying to think of the guys who, like, the entire offense was based around them. Let's see. The Bus, most carries he's ever had, 375. So these guys are all falling in almost the exact same spot.
Yep, and I'm looking now. Sean Alexander never got more than 370 in a season.
So again, like that seems to be the spot, 370, 375.
Yep.
But if you like get over that threshold, that's when the body goes, nope, we need a year off.
Mm-mm. So what can they use him in a way this year? Because I guess what's not totally clear is that drop off the following year just because of the collective attrition, or is it because they keep using him that way? Could you dial it back with Saquon this year and still get the same out of him, or is that hay already in the barn and you've already kind of worn out the tread on those tires and you're going to need to get him through this season? That's the question for me.
Yeah, you know what? One of the guys on this list does have the 400 carry season is Eddie George. I'm going to see if he has any other seasons like that. And no, he doesn't.
Okay.
So his career high was 403. Outside of that, it's 357, 348, 343. So right around 350, that kind of number we're talking about. But when you talk about those seasons for him, that what's insane was his fall off season the next year was 320 carries, 1,300 yards, 9 touchdowns.
God.
That was his fall off year.
Yeah, that, yeah. Different kind of dude.
Yeah, that was the run of 4 straight Pro Bowls and, 3 All-Pros.
Well, and the crazy thing with Saquon, too, is that he's never been close to that sort of workload. I mean, the closest he came was 295 carries in 2022. So, again, and he's a guy that we have seen, he's so muscle-bound. He's such an elite athlete. We've seen him get banged up. We've seen him miss time.
Hammy and the quad injuries,
The soft tissue stuff. And so certainly, you'd imagine that's at least on their radar. And maybe... The training staff in Philly just much better than the training staff in New York. That we see that happen around the NBA all the time.
Phoenix guys, is the fountain of youth.
Right. Guys go one place and they can't stay on the court. Guys go another place and everything's fine. And so maybe there's some of that going on here. But the big million-dollar question for me is going to be, can you still generate the Saquon effectiveness without doing the Saquon volume? Because clearly doing that same volume again is not something that's going to be tenable.
The text line is asking, multiple people are asking about LaDainian Tomlinson. The most carries he ever had in a season was 372.
Okay, there you go.
So again, it's crazy that through basically 30 years of guys that I've looked up,
even as the game has changed,
370, 375 is like the sweet spot.
That's the number.
Well, but Tomlinson, he was catching a lot more balls than other running backs.
True,
too, wasn't
true.
He?
He probably had 400 touches when it came to also catching.
Yeah, I mean,
passes
he had a season where he had 313 carries and 100 catches. So you're talking about touches. That's 413. That's
right. Yeah. And most of those, that's a lot. And most
yep.
of those receptions, you know, you're not right in the pocket there and you're not getting blasted.
May
like
not
you
be
are
the same
the
type
scrimmage.
Of contact. Yeah. Yeah. I understand that. Certainly.
Another one on here, Marshall Faulk, 324 in that season. He had 106 catches. So he had even more touches mm-hmm. there. You know, you're talking what 430.
Well, we were just looking it up and I know that Marshall Faulk was very much on that Madden curse list.
Yeah, he was on one of the early ones. Is that
2003, okay. It said that he had logged 5 straight 1,000-yard seasons and 3 straight 1,300-yard seasons, but in 2002, he broke down, missing almost half a dozen starts, and he never topped 1,000 yards again.
What's crazy is that 98 season, he had 1,300 yards rushing and 908 yards receiving.
God, yeah, I remember.
The greatest show on turf, baby.
That was unbelievable. Yeah. That team, the way they put up points, it felt like the first of a new era, kind mm-hmm. of. I mean, the whole league.
Nobody's been able to replicate anything.
Not that exactly,
that.
But people have tried to get to that style, and yeah. that was influential at that
yeah.
point in time.
Find me again when you have a Hall of Fame quarterback, 2 Hall of Fame wide receivers, and one of the best running backs, complete running backs the game has ever seen. Like that collection of talent, I don't think we'll ever allowed to be on a team again.
No, and I, you mentioned it, like the collection talent with like the receivers too, because everybody talks about Marshall Faulk and Kurt Warner, but Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt,
are you kidding? Go look at those guys' career numbers in an era that was not throwing the ball all over the field.
We got a couple more items to get to before we wrap things up. They dropped the puck on the Stanley Cup final tonight up in Edmonton. Plus, how are we going to bet this NBA final series? That's next. Danny and Friends. Welcome back. Wrapping things up with Rob standing over my shoulder here.
That's a rite of passage in that chair.
I suppose so. Yeah. Does he just kind of hover and mm-hmm. lord? Is that what those words you would use?
He's
lording over me.
He doesn't say anything. He just stands there until you get out of his chair.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll do that eventually. Yeah. But before we do that, we do have something on the ice tonight, the Stanley Cup Final. And I know that Big Sook is the big puckhead around here, but we were talking off the air earlier. We like this series. For one, it's a rematch of the one that went 7 games yep. last year. But also, you have the mystique of, can Canada break that mm-hmm. curse? And can they do it with one of the faces of the games as their top player?
Against a team in the Panthers that wants to beat the living hell out of you.
Yes. And the Panthers are weird because they don't have the superstar power necessarily.
No. I mean, Tkachuk's a hell of a player, but it's not the traditional, I'm going to get 100 points superstar.
And the Panthers definitely have the better goalie in Bobrovsky. Mm-hmm. But
God, the fact that he's still going is, yep. I remember how the insanity of him in Philadelphia with the Flyers.
The Flyers, yeah.
And like he's a, have you ever seen his interviews?
Bubbo?
I don't know that I have. He's a different cat, dude. I mean, all goalies are bat-ass crazy.
Wired different, for sure.
But he's just like, he's kind of like Dolph Lundgren, where like, he's not an idiot savant, but like a weird savant.
He's like very robotic.
But like it's almost like a Mike Leach kind of a thing, where like, you just don't know what you're going to get. And you're just like, you look at him, and like, this guy looks certifiably insane, but also he has like these incredible insights and thoughts, and you're just like, that's not what I asked, but I'm listening.
Well, the series is close to a pick 'em. I think right now Edmonton's actually going off as -130 favorites over the Panthers. But, you know, it's hard to find extra value on either one of them. The wild thing to me is Connor McDavid is even money to win the Conn Smythe. So,
which I don't like betting those. I
don't either.
I like, if you're going to go for the awards and stuff like that, because a lot of times, man, it's some guy who comes in and like, it's a goalie who just, you know, quick with the Kings when he was the best goalie anybody had ever seen on the planet for 6 weeks.
Well, Bobrovsky is the second favorite to win this trophy.
And that's
like +270. I think.
That's where I would lean.
Yeah. So I want to pivot over because you said you don't necessarily like betting the MVPs. I want to go to the NBA Finals mm-hmm. because I feel like with this series, everybody is just talking Shay, Ty, and then it's everybody else. Mm-hmm. And obviously, Shay is the heavy favorite. He's at minus 600 to win the title. If the Thunder win the title and it's not him, who's it going to be?
The easy answer is to say J-Dub,
mm-hmm.
but it's Chet. Because he brings something different.
Right.
Like, that's like, if he could come out there, let's say he has like a 30-point, 12-rebound, 5-block night, and then he backs that up with like, you know, 20-9 the rest of the series. Mm-hmm. But he has a game where he just goes
does a couple
off,
unicorn things.
And you're
things.
Just like, that's different. I like that. You know, it's the Andre Iguodala finals MVP kind of
sure.
situation.
And that feels like another part of it where in these series, you often get the media trying to either make a statement or do something different. And it's not just that Warrior series with Iguodala. There have been a bunch of these. Even people talking about the last series of the Eastern Conference Finals. Oh, yeah, Jaylen Brown for sure. But even just in the Eastern Conference Finals with Pascal versus Ty Halliburton.
But here's the thing. I think if the Pacers win this series, mm-hmm. Pascal is going to win the finals MVP.
And so, granted, they're a longer shot to win the whole thing, but if you like Pascal, 14-1 to win the NBA MVP.
If it's not going to, if the Pacers win, I think it goes to Pascal.
So, and this is really intriguing to me from a value standpoint. You talked about if it's on the Thunder, but it's not Shay. 25-1 for J-Dub, 75-1 for Chet.
And that's, look, if you're looking for the outside the box one, that's the one for me.
That seems like it could be worth a flyer.
Because J-Dub is, like, he's been better because last year's playoffs, he got annihilated by the Mavericks. I mean, just complete no-show. Chet, this is all kind of new ground for him.
Mm-hmm.
And so does he shrink in the moment or is he a riser?
Yeah.
And if he's a riser, because the expectation is SGA is SGA.
Mm-hmm. So that he stays the same, essentially?
But if the bar is, you know, at one place and you jump over it and do it in such a fashion, which I think is why Iggy did, you know, he's tasked with being LeBron stopper.
Well, put into the starting lineup instead of Bogut, and it changes the face of the series and all that. It's like, weren't that his stats were that great?
But it was the intrinsic impact and the things you can't quantify.
And if I hear what you're saying, it's like, even if Shay goes out and balls out, well, he's been scoring 35-ish a game for the last 8 or 12 games. And so if
NBA
he does that again.
NBA writers love narrative. And if they can change a narrative on something, that, and again, you look for the outliers.
So you told me earlier how you could see the path for the Pacers. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily saying that's going to happen, but script the series for me now. How many games does this go? How many can the Pacers get? I know you said it's not a foregone conclusion that Thunder win. It's outside shot for the Pacers.
I do think the Thunder win, and I think ultimately I'm going to pick them to win in 6. Picking them win in 4 and 5, man, it's like, it's almost kind of a slap in the face to the Thunder because of the statistics behind it, the analytics behind it.
Right.
Like the analytics behind them say that they're one of the best teams we've ever seen.
Okay.
Like that's...
Yeah, oh yeah, just by differential, by defensive rating, all that stuff.
But I think this is the thing where OKC comes out and looks god tier game one, Indiana responds in game two, and they do steal one.
You think they
the
will?
First two.
Okay.
And then it all depends on what happens in Indiana, how long this thing goes.
I'm excited for it. I'm excited for these two teams. I don't care about the market thing. I think if you care about ball, this should be enough.
They should never mention it once on the broadcast.
We agree.
That's the thing they should stay away from. Wholeheartedly talk about the basketball.
Appreciate Danny having me in today on this edition of Danny and Friends. Also appreciate Rusty doing the heavy lifting on the other side of the glass. Coming up next, 4 hours of power. Mm. Their mouths to your ears. One Isaac Everett Rop and the Jason Sukedic. Thank you all for listening to Danny and Friends. 1080 The Fan Primetime is next.
Thank you all very much. Have a great night. Bye.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.